therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety.
Anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my head.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.
Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively, limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. And just like you said, Alex, we have suppliers that we work with, manufacturers that we work with in Florida, Utah, Arizona, and other places. We reached out to all of them and we asked them for a formula that would super enhance the effects of Methylene Blue, but also work as a standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12, and this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement.
Batman, the Bat Computer's picked up a transmission from Alex Jones, and he's holding some kind of red serum.
Indeed, that appears to be Ultra Methylene Red, a powerful supplement, perhaps too powerful if it were to fall into criminal hands.
Holy neurotransmitters, Batman. What if the Riddler gets a hold of it? He could outthink us for once.
Precisely why we must act swiftly, old chum. To the Batmobile.
There he is, Batman. What's red, bottled, and drives your brain batty with brilliance? Ultra Methylene Red, of course.
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short, or fat or thin, or ugly, or handsome, like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
Infowars.com.
I represent science.
A bioterrorist attack is
the nightmare scenario.
You will eat the bugs.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
The AlexJonesStore.com. Check out the supplements we have, 25% off apparel. Methylene blue, you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him. While
if you don't mind, a bottle that fills too.
You like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not going to, you're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, like on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I only got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at x.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final hour of The War Room is on. We have a very special presentation for you this Halloween Eve. I know many of you are probably going to be sitting around, maybe watching InfoWars while you're handing out candy to kids, maybe have it on in the background. So I wanted to bring you something particularly spooky, probably the spookiest thing ever aired at InfoWars, and it was an early revelation by Alex Jones. It is, of course, Bohemian Grove. We talk a lot about it. It's referenced quite a bit in pop culture. But have you seen the actual footage? Have you seen the whole thing raw with the audio? It's one of the creepiest things in the world. And it's something that I think all info warriors have to come to terms with. It's sort of, for a lot of people, I know myself included, it was the first big revelation of something happening that truly is like having the rug pulled out from under you. And you have to question everything, because if the most powerful people in our country are getting together to perform a mock sacrifice of a child to an owl god, yeah, we got some real major concerns in this country. So while everybody's out there being spooked by ghosts and goblins and skeletons, the real terror is gallivanting in a forest in California. It's just one of the creepiest things ever, and it just... You have to come to terms with this is who we're ruled by. This is what they do. They think this is cool. They think this is spiritual. And once you understand that, a lot of their other decisions make a lot more sense. So we're going to spend this segment watching Bohemian Grove, and I'm just going to let it play the whole thing. And then we got more on the other side. So the second half of this hour will be another sort of venture into the archives, also about Bohemian Grove. Stay tuned for that. But I do want to remind you that thealexjonesstore.com is where you go to support us. No matter what we do, no matter what comes next, thealexjonesstore.com will be the fuel to power our rocket booster into the next world, thealexjonesstore.com. And we are unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales, 30 straight days of freedom fighting discounts that'll excite your wallet more than the Shilajit excites your wife. I think Chase wrote this copy. I have the feeling Chase Geyser wrote this copy, and now I'm reading it. Here's the red alert. These deals are fleeting. They're going to constantly change, and Big Lee hasn't even told us when they will change, so we don't even know how long these deals will last. All we know is that you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com. If you see something you like, buy it while you can, because the sale's going to change out. So make sure you're maybe bookmark thealexjonesstore.com. Go there regularly to see what is new. Basically 25% off site-wide right now. Every supplement, every hoodie, every shirt, every hat, 25% off, including Ultra Methylene Red or Life Force or any of the incredible supplements. This could end at any moment, maybe midnight tonight, maybe tomorrow. We don't know. So make your purchase now, 25% off store-wide, and then check in again in a few hours because you may have new discounts, new sales, new supplements on offer. So make sure you're signing up as a VIP. That way you'll save even more and get that $40 gift certificate for the $30 price. It's well worth it. And of course, you get access to the old tapes. And as we delve into the archives here, it'll remind you that all of the new stuff coming out is very important, very pertinent, but there's some gold in these archives. There is some gold that InfoWars has unleashed into the world over the last
couple of decades. So without any further ado, I hope you all have a very spooky time watching this Bohemian Grove video from Alex Jones all the way back in the year 2000. The video that, in a lot of ways, started it all and revealed to the world the true psychological state of the American leadership. Here it is.
Given out to the spectators or the viewers, I guess an occultist would call them novices, who actually watched as the priest and their supporters engaged in this ancient rite. Now, you're looking at a little demon called PJ that was on the front of the actual program. It's kind of in a Hieronymus Bosch style. He's got a little broom and a dustpan, and he's sweeping something up. Now, even more shocking is the figure of a human body burning in the flames. In fact, I've shown it to people that are experts in anatomy, to actual doctors, and they say that the anatomical size is that of a baby or small child. Notice how large the cranium is in comparison to the torso, that is the ribs. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is from the program itself given out to the establishment lackeys witnessing these sinister activities. Remember, in Babylon and Tyre, they would throw their children into fiery pits. Look at the size of the hands compared to the rest of the body. Only children show these anatomical detail. At long last, here it is, the cremation of care unveiled. As we sat there in the darkness, not knowing what we were about to see in the gathering crowd, suddenly, across the small lake, we saw a carriage with men in black and brown cloaks, robes, in front and in back, bearing a bound body. Remember, it was a hidden camera and at somewhat of an angle. Something particularly pleasing was happening for the Bohemian Grovers with whatever developed with that crowd of men in black and brown and the bound body on the back of the buggy. They drove behind big black tarps they had hanging out of the trees. There was lots of smacking on lips of and bizarre enjoyment by the crowd. We still haven't made out exactly what was going on, but that a real sacrifice may have actually been developing, according to some occult experts. All the time in the darkness across the small lake, the men in black were doing something behind the dark curtains hanging from the redwood trees. And after about 10 more minutes of music, suddenly all around the owl, activity began. Here is the main central part of the ritual.
The owl is in his leafy temple. Let all within the grove be reverent before him. Lift up your heads, O ye trees, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting spires. For behold, here is Bohemian shrine, and holy are the pillars of this house.
much music as inspires the sinking soul, then we invite you into midsummer's joy. The sky above is blue, sown with stars. The forest floor is deep with fragrant drift. The evening's cool kiss is yours. The campfires glow. The birth of rosy fingered dawn. Shake off your sorrows with the city's dust and cast to the winds the cares of life. Let memory bring back the well-loved names of gallant friends who knew and loved this girl. Dear boon companions of the long ago, I, let them join us in this ritual. Not a place to be empty in our midst. All beauty vassals, who hold in this gray autumn of the world or springtime in your heart, a 10-hour tale. Gather ye forest folk and cast your spell over these mortals. Touch their world-blind eyes with fairy unseen. Open their eyes and follow all the memories of yesterday and seal the gates of sorrow. It is a dream. And yet, not all of you. Dull care and all of his words are but a dream. As vanished Babylon and goodly Tyre, so shall they also vanish. But the wilding rose blows on the broken battlements of Tyre, and walk rends the stones of Babylon. For beauty is eternal, and we bow everlasting. For lasting happiness, return to one alone. And she surrounds you now. Great nature, refuge of the weary heart, and only balm for breasts that have been bruised. She has cool hands for every favorite brow, and gentlest silence for the troubled soul. The consuls are most wise. She healeth well, having such ministries as calm and sleep. She is ever faithful. Other friends may fail, but seek ye her in any quiet place. Smiling, she will rise and give to you her kiss. So must ye come as children. Little children that believe, don't ever doubt her beauty and her faith. Nor deem her tenderness can change your guide.
This later, and let's see if you can pick up all the different occultic meanings in the speeches you're about to hear.
Oh,
against us. Bring fire!
Nourished on the days of heaven. Adams. Hail Fellowship's eternal flame. Once again, Midsummer sets us free.
There could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it. So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with Methylene Blue. And it works without it. And unlike Ultra Methylene Blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with Ultra Methylene Blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into Methylene Blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a Methylene Blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it. the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, welcome back. Final segment for this Halloween broadcast of The War Room. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you're already eating a lot of candy. We got one more video from the archives to show you, sort of a follow-up to the Bohemian Grove segment. This is Joe Rogan learning about Bohemian Grove for the first time. And this is it's a great clip for a lot of reasons. For one thing, you can see how these guys really haven't changed much in all the years in between this video and today. Joe Rogan still sort of answering or asking questions in the way that he does. Alex, of course, the same guy he's always been. But this was immediately after Alex Jones snuck into Bohemian Grove, and he's talking to Joe Rogan about it. And you can hear Joe Rogan's already sort of, he's vibing with the conspiracy realm. He already knows some stuff, but you can hear sort of disbelief when Alex explains exactly what Bohemian Grove is. And this has to be sort of a watershed moment. You know, Joe Rogan was never the same after he met with Alex Jones. Same thing happened to Tucker Carlson. And it's a reminder that the biggest voices in the world right now are either Alex Jones or people who awoke to the reality of the world because of Alex Jones. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, you can trace their awakening directly back to Alex Jones and, you know, exposing to them what was really behind a lot of the decisions made by the elites in this country and really around the world. So this is another just great clip from the archives. Alex Jones, Joe Rogan learning about Bohemian Grove for the first time. And this wasn't where it necessarily started, but you can see a very, very, you know, early on in this timeline, how we ended up where we are now with InfoWars being an indomitable force in the media scene. And of course, the people that we've inspired dominating even more. So please enjoy. And I remind you, please do go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, massive sales. The whole month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales are already on with 25% off site-wide. So go get an incredible supplement, go get a piece of fashion from thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. And without any further ado, I'm just going to let this video play for the remainder of the show, because it really is good and insightful and fun to look back at sort of where all of this got started early on. That, you know, you see two guys who have no idea the impact and influence and world-changing future they have ahead of them. It's very fascinating stuff. Here's Joe Rogan and Alex Jones all the way back in the early 2000s. Enjoy, folks.
You've seen it.
Yeah, so I've seen it then.
You've seen it.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen George Bush kill anybody.
Okay, well, but I have 100 news articles admitting they go in there.
What did you see?
It's, there's like a big camp in North California where all these guys go and do these rituals, like world leaders go to do these rituals.
And I'm the first, we snuck in and got it. But I mean, it just sounds crazy.
They have no security?
No, I snuck back to Secret Service and everybody.
How the f*** did you do that?
Well, it's... Well, we were going to do it that way. There's like mountains, and it's in this gorge, but it's in the middle of nowhere. And we just snuck in, and then we're kind of dressed, you know, in khaki, real calm. Once we got the... There are two checkpoints. Then there's the big parking area where the gorge starts. So we snuck around in the mountains into the parking area and then just acted normal. Got on board, drove in. We got questioned a few times, but we were real calm.
Plus, we had intel from inside on different names of camps and stuff. The camps are like big, long cabin mansions built to the size of the cliffs.
Right.
And then they have like this lake. And at the front of it, there's this big stone owl they brought from like Babylon. And they all, you know, get these
Babylon.
Robes. Yeah.
Like original Babylon.
Look, I know this all sounds like.
Look, bro, I'm open. I empty myself. I listen.
No, but we'll send it to you. I mean, you have to see it.
I would love to see it. So what happens?
So they go through this whole ritual and talk about, you know, all this. I mean, it's not like Anton LaVey in a red costume or something with fake plastic horns. This is like all the regalia. It's serious. And it's left over from the time before Christians were around when this stuff wasn't basically illegal. I mean, and then they
and
just...
who was there? George W.
They all go. There's 2,000 elitists from all over the world. Heads of Hollywood, media, banking mainly, and Republicans. Arnold Schwarzenegger goes there. And so I'm sitting there catching this on video, but 1,500 plus people just watch it. Because you call it a lake. They call it a lake, but just a pond in the middle of the gorge.
And
the,
Bruce wants that?
I don't know about that. See, all we have confirming who goes there is the media saying, oh, there's these... In fact, on my website, we have dozens of mainstream articles where they admit that they go there, but they say, oh, there's rumors of weird rituals. This is ridiculous, they say, you know, the media.
Right, of course.
And then the British media hired me to go in there because they were afraid to. And so we snuck through and got the footage, and they have rights and I have joint rights.
Now, what does the footage show, and how close up is it?
We're about 175 yards away, and it...
You know, zooming on it? You
no, no, because
clearly?
It's hidden in a little camera right here.
All right.
But at the same time, I mean... Here's the screen. Here's the ritual going on about that big. With about
you saw George and you saw George
no,
W.
No, we know that George Bush goes there.
Right.
They announced on CNN a few days later that George Bush has chosen Dick Cheney as his VP running mate from Bohemian Grove. So they admit they go there. I'm hiding out in the woods with a camera once I get through, once I get in. So
right.
I'm not like walking up going, who are you?
So
plus they're wearing hoods.
Who do you see? Oh, so you don't see anybody's face.
It's like Eyes Wide Shut. They're
right.
wearing
okay.
they're wearing the hoods. See, that's why Hollywood puts these movies out, because they're all really involved in it. And believe me, I never covered this type of crap. The British hired me to do it. And it may air on A&E next year, but they say to get it aired, they're going to have to water it down and say, oh, it's just frat fun. So they're going to show it and say, it's just frat fun.
Now, there's a body that's burned?
Yes, they bring a bound body up. A guy in a black hood brings it up on a boat.
The person's dead already?
You don't know if it's real. They claim it's an effigy, a sacrifice in effigy. They tell you that. And then they take the body up there, and they burn it, and they have screams of pain come out of these loudspeakers, and everybody claps, and this weird chanting, and then it's over.
You have all this on tape?
All of it on
pain,
tape.
Everything?
It's revolutionary, yep.
Now, is there any way to prove? I mean, I'm not saying that you
we can prove they go there. I mean, everybody knows they
no,
go
what
there.
No, what I'm saying is, the tape, can you prove that it hasn't been edited? I mean, you know, people are going to look at that and hear screams of pain, and they're going to think, well, he added that shit later.
There's no, we have the original footage. I mean, and plus we had World of Wonder with us. So, yeah.
And World of Wonder is what?
It's like there's only four channels in it. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Four channels.
And so they claim that's the one that's independent. The other three are BBC, but it is. It's basically BBC, but it's World of Wonder.
Now, how close do you get it up on these people? I mean, who do you see anyone's face, or is it just all everyone's totally hooded, or what?
Well, I was saying...
Who did you personally eyewitness? Who did you see that you could identify?
I saw people that I've seen on the news and things, like the heads of corporations and stuff. And we caught on tape, like, posters of George Bush and people. You walk by camps. But I was staying away from the crowds. You get inside this big 2,700 acres. You try to stay away from it. And then the ritual starts. That's what we did that night, every July 15th. You can go there next year. It's an hour and a half north of San Francisco, right outside the small town of Monterio, in between Occidental.
Well, how can I go there?
If you want to sneak to the mountains and sneak past the Secret Service, it'll be going on at 9 o'clock sharp on July 15th.
I think I got a date.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they're so arrogant that they do this every year at the same time, but they're the Christian right, they're the good Christians, and they sit there and get away with all this. And you're right, there are your intro, I mean, they're all a bunch of fake presidents. But seriously, I was just telling you about it because it's shocking. We actually wanted to get you talking about your little intro there with the whole Kennedy thing and how it's all basically fake and how we have fake presidents. That's true.
Dude, listen to this. I was in this. I read that book by David Lifton.
You
read that book, Best Evidence? This is the first time I had a friend of mine who was, it was one day we were smoking dope, and it was in New York. I'd been like doing comedy like a couple of years, and this friend of mine had this roommate who was like a musician. his roommate was a musician, and he was like a conspiracy theorist, and he had lived like in upstate New York, and apparently there was this other guy who was a musician who had Jackie Gleason's old home, and Jackie Gleason, apparently Nixon took Jackie Gleason to see like actual wreckage of a UFO that they have somewhere in like in Ohio, like Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Jackie Gleason, apparently, and this is true and this is documentable, was fascinated by UFOs and had this actual replica of this thing built in his backyard.
Yeah.
And this guy bought it. Whoever this musician was, I forget because I'm stoned. But this guy gave me this book, Best Evidence, and I didn't think anything of it. And then I was working in Philadelphia. And like a lot of time you work on the road, like now I can bring like the people I work with, but back then I couldn't, so I'd be like, I didn't want to hang out with some soul comedian, so I'm sitting at home or sitting in the hotel room reading this book, and I pick up this Best Evidence and I start reading, and I'm freaking the fuck out
because it all makes sense because you've seen stuff.
Well, not only does it make sense, but it makes sense because this guy is not a conspiracy theorist. This guy was
documentation.
A clerk. He was a clerk. He was a, you know, an accountant. He was a guy who was going over the whole idea about the Warren Commission report was that it was so big and so huge that no one would ever possibly go through it.
And the, and then you've got Arlen Specter with his magic bullet, and today they still use him for every major huge whitewash.
Right. Well, and they didn't even come up with the magic bullet theory until that one guy who got hit by a ricochet, and they proved it, that a bullet had hit the granite. I'm f***ing fascinated by it. And I, that was, at that moment, this is like 1994 maybe, at that moment I became obsessed with like the Kennedy assassination. And I've read, you know, book after book after book about it, but that one book by David Lifton, Best Evidence, just freaked me out. I mean, the more I'm reading into it, the more it shows the contradictions. I mean, it's not like a guy making something up. It's in the Warren Commission report. It's everything. It's showing how the casket was empty. It's showing how, you know, how the autopsy was totally different from Dallas than it was in Bethesda.
And later his brain got stolen.
Yeah, and his brain disappeared after the Zapruder film was released, right? It's all after. Because the Zapruder film was released, like, it was like almost 10 years afterwards, right?
Yeah.
The whole nuts. Back and to the left. You watch that video, and you go, what the f***? I mean, anybody who watches it, you know, and then it's almost like, you know, you see a guy like the Oliver Stone film, and you go, like, okay, some of it I'm buying into, but it's almost like he went over the line on purpose, like, to discredit himself, like, by adding people that didn't exist and using people as tools to, like, move the story along. Like, why would you, you know, does it make sense why you would do, why, any sane man, why would a, I mean, I want to know your opinion. Why would a sane man who's got trying to do something and expose something, why would he open himself up to criticism by creating
a fictional
character?
Okay, I'll tell you why.
Please.
I was talking to the British media, and they said, well, this is really hot footage, and it's going to be on World of Wonder, and we may be able to sell it to HBO, definitely Discovery Channel, because they'd already done a bunch of specials that aired here as well. For BBC for the USA or World of Wonder for the USA. Some of the shows, you'll see that at the end. They said, we're going to have to basically water this thing down and make it a joke. That, well, yeah, world leaders really do dress up in these robes, but it's like frat fun.
Or so, as if they air it on A&E.
Yeah, and so they have to kind of, well, even in England now, they have to kind of throw in something to make it and kind of discredit it and make me look like a freak in and on top of it. But that's okay, Alex, because, you know, it's going to be a big production, maybe a two-hour special.
So why does Oliver Stone create some fictional character to help move the story along?
That's the same reason. When they have so much evidence, Hollywood won't let them sell it. It's okay to throw it in our face a little bit, but then they have to be able to pick holes in it in the media for certain people.
So who?
It's called desensitizing. They want to condition us. They just simply say, we're not going to buy that. That's going to fail. We're not going to promote that. I mean, that's how the whole thing's controlled. But they want a little reality out there.
Okay, so they're
like you
saying,
mentioned, The Running Man.
Right.
I mean, already they're doing crap like that. Not just violent shows, but like cops conditioning us, again, that key word, acclimating us.
They actually are doing a fugitive show. It's a fake fugitive, though.
Yeah.
It's a guy who, his job is to get across the country. This is going to be another show on Fox, by the way. His show, his purpose, is to get across the country. His goal is to get, like, cross-country without getting caught. And what they're planning on doing is having people call in phone lines. If you see this guy, they're going to make this guy like a fake fugitive. They're going to have people call
up. That's part of training everybody to be petty enforcers. Little tattletales like Nazi Germany, where one in 10 people was an enforcer. informative.
But is it that, or is it simply entertainment? Because I know one of the guys who puts that on. I know a guy who actually.
And he's probably a good person, and it's a good concept, and people want to watch it. But also, it still serves the same purpose. And you ask, why would Oliver Stone put that in there? Why would he screw the film up on purpose? Why would
he, or did he have to?
Why would he weaken it? Yes, from my personal experience, he wants them to be shown. You have to weaken what you're saying in the mainstream media.
So you think he did it on purpose? But if he did it on purpose,
they only want to give
out,
small doses.
But why didn't he say it? Why didn't he come out and say the reason why I put these fictional characters, the reason why I opened myself up to criticism by taking creative license with history, is because I was forced to do that to release it.
I don't know Oliver Stone, and I can't say in this case that's what he's doing.
Has Oliver Stone ever seen any of your stuff?
Never sent him to him, no.
Why don't you send him some stuff? Find out what happens.
Yeah.
I think anybody who sees any of your stuff is going to freak out.
Well, Kevin made a best of it, some of the more funny stuff, but I've got a 2-hour special with military checkpoints in Texas, black helicopters attacking Kingsville, Texas, February 8th of last year, burning a police station. Anybody doubts me, call Kingsville, Texas, ask if black helicopters attacked them last year. No, burning police stations. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I expect to hear that music anytime. See Rod Serling come walking out, the world turns black and white. Call Kingsville, Texas, February 8th. It's pretty close here on the Texas coast. Black helicopters come raging in, burning buildings, automatic weapons fire.
Why?
To condition the public, to shock us, to test the media, and to see if they had full control. Call the police chief and ask if black helicopters attacked. Call the mayor and ask.
Now,
what about San Antonio?
About
they tried to hit San Antonio, and their police chief threw them out. That was actually in the paper. But then they came back anyways. They didn't care. The police chief said no. But they were testing their media grid. It was only in the San Antonio Express News. Didn't make it out nationwide.
This is your opinion on Waco, too, that they're conditioning.
Well, we have the Texas Ranger report. We have General Parton, who was in Air Force Weapons Development.
Right.
They had a bunker in there that was really the church records vault, the original building that they built onto. It was concrete. Right. They were all hiding in there. There's a shake charge, blew them to pieces. The head of the FBI crime lab quit over it. Dr. Frederick Weinhurst, who had been threatening his life, the head of CIA Foreign Security, who runs Delta Force operators, these secret military teams, quit when they were bragging about killing the women, machine gunning them. Gene Cullen is in a congressional safe house right now under Senator Grassley's protection.
We've got evidence
coming out of our ears.
Have you ever...
Stacks of it.
But you think that this is all... Someone is making people do all these things to condition them. Have you ever thought that possibly it's because these people are so inept and bloodthirsty and psychotic? That's why they got into the military in the first place. That's why they got in the ATF in the first place.
They let
those people run amok, and they... up that whole Waco compound, and they did it because they were inept, because they're psychotic.
Well,
But is it possible that it's not because people are being conditioned? It's just because people who are in those positions aren't sane people in the first place. A sane person doesn't want to be a military guy in the ATF. A sane person doesn't want to be in the FBI. You have to be a little up to want to do that in the first
place. You have to want to power. I mean, you were talking about time. Little dick syndrome.
Right, but absolutely. But do you think that those people are capable of making this massive conspiracy, or is it possible they're just inept?
Well, I know this. If you start reading the establishment,
but
brags.
Have you ever thought of that? That instead of a giant conspiracy, they're inept.
Well,
that everybody else above them who's responsible for their actions is covering up.
Well, I absolutely agree with you because
it's covering up.
Well, it reflects on them. You're right.
It does.
But did you ever think that the establishment picks from the inept and brings up at the top? Because they'll keep their mouth shut because they're criminals. But listen,
and psychos.
If you want to read stuff, what you have to read is what the elite, the actual leader, is saying. Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. Well, who are these people? Royalty's dead. Oh, yeah, they own these Dutch roll shells all over the place. They own a third of the real estate in many countries. They own half of Africa. They're killing people by the millions every year. They got 700,000 Chinese troops under control right now in Sudan, killing all the Christians. That's going on. You don't hear about it on the news. We always hear about how the British royal family, they're dead, they're gone, they're this burnout group, make fun of the tabloids. They own half of Canada. So you read their publications like Foreign Affairs, put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR. It's all world government. We're going to give it to you. We're going to take your car in the next 20 years. We're going to put you in compact cities. You're going to get on those trains. You're going to get on those buses. They're bragging. They're so arrogant. Counting, we won't check that out. They brag about how they do this. But you're right. They use inept people, psychos at the bottom, because they're all compartmentalized. They do what they're told, and nobody really puts it all together.
Well, look, I believe a lot of this is possible, and I've read a lot of things about what the actual purpose of FEMA is. You know, it's the idea.
Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Right. But it's not.
I was given
it's a police state.
Yeah, that's,
the idea is that if an emergency occurs, if something occurs, they will take bypass the
government. I was given tours of concentration camps with CNN and everybody else out in California. They practiced a mock takeover of Oakland last year. The Marines land by the tens of thousands, foreign German troops in black uniforms. And CNN and everybody else, ABC, they're just lined up with cameras. They're just lined up. And I'm going, my God, they're admitting that the Marines are trained to put Americans in camps. And the Marines are going, in case of terrorist attack, we're ready to round people up and deal with them. I'm sitting there videotaping the whole deal with Mike Hansen, my cameraman. I go home to the hotel that night, turn it on. I'm sitting there watching it. The Marines are training for earthquakes in foreign countries. That's the control. That's the control. Think about it. Look, now, I'll send you all the videos. I got stuff so hardcore. I got guys in black uniforms admitting they're getting ready to fight Americans.
Well, what you call the funny stuff that Kevin sent you freaked me out enough.
Oh, man. Am I bullshitting about black helicopters?
Yeah, I think you're bullshitting, man.
Do I have video of black helicopters at burning police stations?
Well, part of that's in my video.
Tell them it's an urban warfare training. I mean, you're just coming out of the blue and you have to come.
Well, I mean, but I know there's so much. That's another problem. So you've already scratched the surface and now gone deeper. 99.9% will never ask that question. Once you find out about this crap, it's like, my God, man, they control everything. And they're bringing everybody into this, slowly conditioning us to where we can accept more and more, and then it's all over. And what it's really about is you brought cloning up. It won't be like the sixth day where it's real simple.
Movie.
Huh?
Like it's a shitty movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was all right, but I mean, I watched it last night, but...
Terrible, man.
I like mindless action movies, but the point is, it's not like it's the sixth day where they clone you and they...
You like mindless action movies, but you're a conspiracy theorist?
I like everything, but the point is...
You don't like
whoa.
Everything.
Whoa, you like Sinbad?
No.
So you like Sinbad, I gotta go.
No, I don't like Sinbad.
Okay. You don't like everything, then?
No, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and tell you that I don't like...
Gallagher.
Huh?
Gallagher?
I never really watch it. What, the guy with the curly hair?
Yeah, he hits the fruit.
No, I don't know. Man, to tell you the truth, I work so hard. No, but seriously, the point is
Friends.
He's only 26.
No, but she likes Friends.
he's too young to know who Gallagher is.
No, I know 26.
You're 26.
I know I look old. It's from working, man. I work.
I thought you was like.
I didn't sleep.
You're 26.
2 days this week. Yeah.
I'm 7 years older than you.
Well, you look younger than me, man.
I had the same reaction.
COVID might be.
She's got an old soul.
She's my ID. You got a camera.
He wants to see my national. Now this is an expired driver's license.
Well, I saw the whole thing, or you wouldn't show the thumb. Yeah, no, I got that, bro. Who's this?
That's me, skinnier, man. I like burn out, man.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is, look, I don't just make this stuff up because I couldn't get away with it. I mean, I'm on about 100 radio stations, which is nothing. But at the same time, I can sit there for 3 hours a day and talk about this stuff and bring it out. And I name names.
I'm getting pretty good here.
And it's...
I still freaking out that you're 26.
They let me go on the air.
Here, Alex, somebody at home. Human
I'm just
cloning.
Babbling.
Wait, go on. You brought
he
up human.
He was asking a question about...
I'm sorry.
The cloning thing.
How about human cloning? Look, you brought up human cloning.
The race is... They're already cloning humans in England, and they admit it. But they don't let them grow up, see? You're sitting there reading a Sunday Times of London story. Because I scan the news wires for like 2 hours every morning. So does she. You know, sitting there, bam, bam, bam. Real news. Looking at it. From all over the world. And they go, the first few stories, they have now cloned humans. They're at embryonic stages. And then, boom, suddenly, it's stem cell research. It's stem cell research. They grow up to 14 days. You know, we were all there once, this big. Then they kill them. They're about to pass a law in England where they can go ahead and grow up to full size. That doesn't even make the news here. They broke the speed of light in England and at MIT in this country 3 months ago. Times 300. No,
wasn't that this proof?
Well,
didn't they think that that was a mistake?
What?
That was a mistake in the calculations? No, the idea was that they accelerate whatever particle it is and it actually goes through before the light goes through.
Yeah.
So the idea is that they can send information to someone before the event actually happens.
Yeah, and then you see the story come out later because the scientists release it.
Right.
Three different areas. And then they tell you, oh, that wasn't true. Same thing with the cloning. Well, we're cloning humans, and just what I said before. And they say, that's not true.
I don't have enough information in the back of my head.
See, I haven't even gotten
up right now. But,
what I'm doing is...
I understand it was a mistake in the calculation.
at three different major institutions. Italy.
Was it three different major institutions? Yes. I thought it was only one where they did the research.
No, it was three major ones.
See, it's, I'm getting
that's what they. But see, right before you use that argument, I understand.
No, I'm not using it. I'm not even. I'm not. No,
but
arguing.
In my cloning story before, I said they come out and say it's not true.
Right.
Just like we cloned Dolly the sheep all 3 years ago. We're just telling you about it.
Yeah,
now.
But isn't it possible that a scientist wanted to get notification?
They do that all the time.
Wanted to get
notoriety, yes,
acceptance they do for that. His, you know, or funding for his.
My
ideas.
Whole point is this.
So he releases, you know, false information or information that might be shady about.
Well, I agree with you, but here's the key point. That's not even my point on that.
Right.
The point is there's massive scientific things happening. 50 years ago, break the speed of sound, massive news worldwide. Humans always mark our progress. That's part of what we do.
Right.
Now these huge things are happening. We hardly even talk about them.
This is a really interesting
Here's
article
the question.
That I read the other day about artificial intelligence, about when people create artificial intelligence, the artificial intelligence will in turn create more potent artificial intelligence. And this has all happened within moments. Within moments of the original, once initial artificial intelligence is created, it's given its own
geometric.
Mind, right. It will increase logarithmically, like immediately, like within days, within hours, within minutes. I'm not even sure. But artificial intelligence will create more potent artificial intelligence, which will create better artificial intelligence. And within like weeks or months or whatever, it will so bypass any human thinking because it'll have the ability to create.
And we won't even be able to work on it.
But it's a really interesting article. You give me email.
See, you're into all this stuff, and that's very unusual. But the point is, why isn't this the main debate on the news,
but what,
on television?
This is my question about all this, is what's the benefit from the people
because
that are doing
they
this?
Want all the advanced life extension technology. That's what I'm trying to get to. They have to dumb us down to the level of suboid idiots down here in our loincloths. So we're not concerned
that most people are, in fact, suboid idiots, and it's not a matter of dumbing them down. It's pretty easy. You give them wealth.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my face!
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you. Rabid.
White males.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.